On this, the second Sunday before Christmas, we remember the holy forebears of the Lord, those who came before the law that the Lord himself gave to Moses, as well as those who came after. And principally, we remember Abraham and his wife Sarah, and their son Isaac and his wife Rebekah, and their son Joseph and his wife Asenath, along with the other prophets, even all the way down to St. John the Baptist. And looking to Abraham, who we call our father in faith, because God asked him, the Lord, to leave his father's land and go to a new country. And imagine, back in the day, where everything depended upon your connection to your family, he was told to take his flocks, his servants, and go simply because the Lord told him to. And he did, in faith to the Lord's command. And the Lord told him that in him, Abraham, through him, the nations would be blessed, particularly through his offspring. And St. Paul goes to great lengths to say that the word used is offspring, singular, not offsprings, plural. It's not that in the number of Abraham's children the world would be blessed, but there was one particular person in whom all nations would be blessed. And we know that person, beloved, to be Christ Jesus himself, the same Lord who spoke to Abraham, the same Lord who was born in the flesh, descended from Abraham through the Virgin Mary. And Abraham's faith and his wife Sarah's is also revealed, and perhaps even a bit of wondering about what is God doing, in what became the theme of the icon that St. André Lublov had done, which we know as the Holy Trinity icon. As you go out of church, over the doors to the narthex, you'll see that icon. It's three angels sitting around a table. That is showing a small glimpse of when the Lord visited Abraham and Sarah by the oak of Mamre. And Abraham stood by the tent, and these three men came. He didn't know who they were. And one told him, as Sarah listened at the door of the tent, "When I come back next spring, your wife is going to have a baby boy." Now, Abraham and Sarah were quite old, and Sarah, when she heard this prediction, she laughed. So when a year went by, and Abraham and Sarah had a baby boy, his name was Isaac, which means he who laughs. The one who laughs, that she laughed. And when Abraham went out again, the three men were gone. And he realized he had had a visitation from the Lord, that God had come to him in the appearance of three humans. And in the older tradition, icons of this visitation show the one in the middle with the halo, just like this, with the cross, because it's Christ. It was Christ who spoke to him. It was Christ who told him that he and his wife would have a son. And it is Christ who told him that all nations would be blessed in Abraham's offspring, that is, in the coming of Christ himself. The one who spoke to Abraham and Sarah, the one who spoke in the burning bush to Moses on Sinai, the one who appeared to Ezekiel on the throne, who appeared to Isaiah in his vision of heaven, this same one, the Christ, the Son of God, is going to fulfill everything he spoke of by taking flesh from the virgin, she who was descended from Abraham. And we rejoice and celebrate on this day remembering all these holy forebearers of God who kept the faith even when God was invisible to them. Those who didn't have visions like Abraham or Ezekiel or Isaiah, but nonetheless remained faithful to God that he would come in the flesh. And though in this life they didn't live to see it, yet they did behold it in the kingdom where we pray we too are gathered up with them to worship the Son who comes to us to save us with the Father and the Spirit. Amen.